Hello.
Okay, we got disconnected.
Yeah,
again.
It's okay. It's okay. This is Albert on a recorded line. I just need to get that out of the way. So Dr. Mesopuria is your current oncologist, right?
Yeah, he would be if I was seeing him. Yes.
And that would be at Cancer Partners of Nebraska, or
yes.
Okay.
It would be with Nebraska Hematology and Oncology.
Okay. Oncology. And that is at 4004 Pioneer Woods.
Yes.
Okay, so it's probably a good idea for you to give them a call, right? Get in there.
Yeah, but my daughter is here because she's my power of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since the stroke.
The stroke. Good. I'm so,
so
happy that you have her.
She's gonna call them and she'll make an appointment for me.
Okay.
But honest to God, I just never even think about it. I didn't even know I was sick with it when he told me my neurologist said, you've got a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And I said, well, aren't you supposed to be sick? And he said, not always. I said, oh, I don't feel like I got cancer.
So let me ask you both a question. You just mentioned that your daughter is now the power of attorney.
Yes.
Do you want me to generate the documents as her moving forward as the power of attorney with the paperwork?
Yes,
and
please.
Give him my email and my phone
here,
number.
Here, hold on.
Okay, give me a second. Now, let me.
Okay, send all the information to me. It'll be easier that way.
Yep. Yep. So let me go ahead. I have to backtrack
Mom,
now.
I can hardly hear him.
I know.
Where's your volume at on this, Mom?
I have no idea why you can't hear me.
Okay. I can hear you now.
Okay, good. So the volume was down. Sorry about that. That sucks. So I apologize for that. So let me go ahead and edit this information so that we could do the power of attorney instead of, you know, everything going to Mom. So... Power of attorney, the injured is still living, yes. Does the caller have the authority to sign on behalf of the injured party? And that would be a yes, correct? Because you are now the power
yep,
of attorney.
Yep, I'm her financial power of attorney and medical power of attorney.
Okay, perfect.
And I have the paperwork in my card.
Okay, now let me go ahead and have your information. You're the signer.
Okay,
so
my name is Lori, Laurie.
Okay, Laurie. Do you have a middle name, Lori?
Yes, Joe, J-O.
J-O. And last name, please.
Whitesell, W-H-I-T-E-S-E-L-L.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if I'll be able to find all these receipts or not. I have no idea. And her... third stall garage is so full of stuff. I don't know if I'll be able to find the Roundup. That's the problem here.
Is there, did she ever do like banking online where those receipts might be able to be found?
No,
no.
She doesn't have the same bank anymore.
Okay. Okay. Let me, I definitely need your help again with the last name. Here's
okay,
what
W,
I, hold on.
It's
let me repeat
W
what I have.
H. Yes, go ahead.
I have W-H-I-T-E, S as in Sam, E-O, and that's all I got.
No, the last two letters are L as in Larry, L as in Larry, not O-O.
Okay, go ahead, and I'll let you go ahead and try it again, please.
W-H-I-T as in Tom. E as in Edward, S as in Sam, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, L as in Larry.
Got it. White cell.
Yes.
Okay, I got it that time. It sounded like you said earlier. So, all right. So last name is Whitesell, and are you married or single?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm married.
Okay. Thank you. And you are the daughter.
Yes.
Okay. And since you are now going to be going on the contract, the attorneys do require your social as well.
Okay, 506-238-0-10.
Okay, let me repeat that. I have 506-238-0-10.
Yes.
Okay, your date of birth, please.
10/29/75.
Okay, thank
Mom,
you.
Mom, don't go to sleep.
Okay, so October 29, 1975.
Yes.
Okay, and now I'm going to go ahead and erase your mom's email address, and now I'm going to put your email address.
Okay, so, L as in Larry.
Mm-hmm.
My last name Whitesell.
Mm-hmm.
38@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let me see if I got that right. L is in Larry, last name 38@gmail.com.
Yes.
And what phone number is your phone number that we're going to be sending this information to and
okay,
reaching out to?
All right, 402-429-9025.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have 402-429-9025. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, and it's best to contact me because my mom's sleeping all the time.
Okay, perfect. And do you have a best time of day preference, morning, afternoon, or evening?
You can don't call me after 5 o'clock at night. I'm taking a nap.
Okay, so should I put down best time of the day, morning?
You can call me morning and afternoon, yes.
Okay, I'll just put morning to be on the safe side. It's not going to be that's calling. This is information that will be passed on to the attorneys, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so all righty. So let me just scroll to here. I'll scroll through all this, make sure I don't have any blanks. Okay, next I need is the home address, please.
My mom's?
Yes, please.
7441 South 19th Street, Lincoln, Nebraska, mm-hmm. 68512.
Is that a home or is there a unit attached to that?
Nope, it's a home.
Okay, thank you. Perfect. Here's what I have. 7441 South 19th Street, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68512.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then you want to share an emergency contact? I mean, pretty much you are the emergency contact. So
I'm the only one she
yeah.
has.
Okay. So N-A. Okay. So now what I need to do is, well, a couple of things, and then we're going to wrap it up. We're pretty much done with all the intake and all the questions. Now, what I need to do is make sure that I don't have any errors, any kind of spelling, stuff like that. So just give me a quick second. We actually just started up on Roundup again today. It's been like several months since we were doing Roundup. Let's see. Let me start off first with the critical information here. So I did confirm that you currently don't have an attorney, no representation from an attorney.
Right.
We also confirm that your mom was diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Yes.
And then... we also confirm that you want to participate in the lawsuit, and we are going to go through and make sure I don't have any mistakes in regards to spelling of her information.
Okay.
Okay. And so we asked the maid at her, to the best of her recollection, her diagnosis was in 2016. So that was after 2005. Her age was between 18 and 79 when she was diagnosed. She sprayed it close to 40 years. And let's see, said about 38 to 40 years. So that's clearly over 10 days that she used it. And she has marginal B-cell non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Her name is Joanne, J-O, capital A-N-N-K-K-A-Y, last name B-R-E-T-H-O-U-W-E-R. And can you please confirm your mom's gender for me?
Female.
Okay, thank you. And then relationship to signer, mom or mother, excuse me.
Yes, mother.
Mm-hmm. Her social 508-78-8383. Her date of birth,
yes,
is 05-12-1956. Current age is 68. And she is, and you are Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E, Joe, J-O, white cell, W-H-I-T-E-S-E-L-L. And you are her daughter. Your social I have is 506-23-8010. Your date of birth is October 29, 1975. And email address is l38@gmail.com. Phone number 402-429-9025. Does that sound right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And the rest of it is pretty much the information that she gave me in regards to dates. And let me go ahead and generate the documents so that you could go ahead and do a signature. Have you ever did a DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, don't hang up until I get it, okay?
Oh, no. I'm going to be right here with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to stay on the phone with you. Now, let's see. I may have a little miss blank somewhere. So let me scroll back up and make sure I didn't miss anything. There's so many questions that they're bound to miss one from time to time. Oh, okay. Primary contact information, would listed you as married, so I'm assuming that's why they want me to put spouse's name.
Okay, Todd Anthony Whitesell.
Okay, thank you. And phone number, please?
402-440-2673.
Okay, 402-440-2673, correct?
Yes.
Okay, all right, thank you. Appreciate that. That should be, hopefully, the last blank. And I'm going to generate
I'm not going to give you his social security number.
No, I wasn't asking you for that.
Okay.
Nope, wasn't asking for that. Now I just need to keep scrolling and make sure we didn't miss anything else. And a lot of times there may be just something like a little glitch that where my manager has to come in here and just basically just wave a magic wand kind of thing, and then it'll be ready to go. But right now I don't see any blanks. Oh, here we go. The emergency contact, we chose not to put one for you. So that was it. Okay. Hopefully that's it.
You could use my husband as my emergency contact.
That is 100% up to you. If If I could do that, please. What you said his name is Todd, right?
Yes, Todd Anthony Whitesell.
Okay, thank you. And go ahead and give me that number again, please.
402-440-2673.
Okay, 402-440-2673. And that is your husband. Awesome, thanks. Okay, looks like it's moving forward with that now. Now let me go ahead and read this last part. This is a quick script. All right. So before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. So the law firm will be reaching out to you soon, and they're going to go, they may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. And this is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. And if you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Can you confirm you'll be available to speak with them or shortly as you have with me today? When they call you? Okay. Okay, so please note, once your file goes through our quality assurance team, I'm going to be giving you a call back in the next hours or so, maybe even tomorrow, to transfer you over to them directly. Do you have any questions before I submit your information?
No, I don't have any questions.
Okay, let me go ahead and go to my DocuSign.
I'm in my email right now.
Okay, beautiful. So just give me a sec while I review them, and that way make sure nothing is funny overlapping each other. Sometimes, you know, from one CRM to the DocuSign, sometimes things come out goofy, and I got to make sure I fix that in case we do come out that way. So give me a sec. And thanks so much for stepping in and helping out your mom right now. That was really cool of you to be a part of it and move forward with it.
Well, I want to make sure she's not being taken advantage of.
That's why I'm happy that you're on the phone, because, you know, I get it. I have a 91-year-old mom that I'm the youngest of 10. And nine of us are actively doing what you do. The ones that live closer to her, the tighter radius to her, obviously they have a bigger responsibility physically to be there more for her. But the rest of us are just as well responsible to be there for her over the phone, drop of a dime kind of thing, you know. So it is just to take care of her. She's got scammed over $600 before for picking up the phone.
How did you know that?
No, my mom got scammed.
Mom got scammed too.
Oh, you see, well, that's what I'm saying. This is good that you're now her power of attorney. I'm glad.
Can I draw her name, or just do I draw? Oh, never mind. I'll
no,
do this.
Yeah, because you're the POA, so you'll be able to do it yourself.
Okay, hold on. Let me see. I'm doing it right now.
That bums me out to hear your mom got scammed as well. Like,
she got
like,
scammed at a $4,000.
Oh no. That's not cool. We hear it every day, you know, because I not only help people with
okay,
with
Roundup. I signed everything. Did you get
okay.
it?
Let me go to my completed section. Let me refresh my page. But anyways, what I was getting at is that I speak to people every day, all day long, and I understand, you know, the stress behind doing this stuff and not shaking people's hand in front of you and all that. I get it. Okay, well, everything looks beautiful on this page. And let's look at the second set. Everything looks great. Okay. Good job. That's it. We are finished off.
And then an attorney will call within 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah. In the meantime, what I'm going to do is let me give you additional information. I'm going to give you their phone number. I'm going to give you their contact information. That way, like I said, if they're not reaching out 24 to 48 hours or if my team doesn't say, hey, Albert, we tasked you to get them on the phone, because I do that also all day long, is connect people that somehow are not playing phone tag with the attorneys. So sometimes I'll get a task, and if that happens, then that means I'll call you, and then I'll do a warm transfer, get them on the line, and connect you guys. Okay.
Okay. I have a pen and paper.
Okay. Give me a quick second. Let me actually get that phone number for you. Roundup. Okay. Roundup shows. One second. Okay, here it is. I have so many windows open that I had to close out a bunch to get to you. Okay, firm phone number, and that's for, they are short, A4D is like a short name for them, but they are Pulaski, and that'll be on the DocuSign that you have, that you just signed, at 909-906-3862.
And so call them if I don't hear from them the next 48 hours.
Yeah, yeah. And until then, you're like I said, I may get a task. I may get an assignment to call you and put you together. So regardless of the fact, we'll be in contact. Either they'll contact you directly or I'll call you to get them on the phone, okay?
Yep.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much again. Appreciate you. Have a good rest of your day. And say goodbye to your mom. Tell her I say thank you and wish her the best, okay?
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye, Joanne. Take care.